Hi, I'm Joshua Weber, and I'm a program manager with the Hockey App team. I'm here today to talk to you about using Hockey App with Xamarin to accelerate your mobile DevOps experience. When we talk about mobile DevOps, we really focus in on the core goals of the DevOps movement. And that movement is really around accelerating the development cycle, going all the way from ideation to productization, and then actually closing that loop to basically iterate as fast as possible. For mobile apps, it's incredibly critical that you're able to iterate quickly or you will never be able to succeed in the marketplace. Mobile DevOps is the application of the DevOps process to the mobile development space. DevOps is a process that has it as its heart the goal of increasing the velocity of delivery from ideation to productization and actually closing that loop all the way to iterate more quickly so that you can get usable feedback from customers and bring that into an iterative loop. Mobile DevOps has many challenges, including a major focus on acceleration of the development cycle. It's absolutely critical within the mobile world to iterate on your app quickly, to deliver to the marketplace quickly in order to be successful, or you'll be quickly left behind by many competitors. The mobile DevOps space has a lot of interesting, complex challenges that arise as part of mobile development. The largest one being the many, many platforms with different tool chains and different languages that cross the thing, whereas you have to support all these platforms to address the actual customer base that your end users require. Just a couple of examples is the ability to mix between iOS and Android development windows using different IDEs like Android Studio and Xcode, having a plethora of build systems like Gradle and MS Builds. All of this complexity ends up slowing down your dev team as you end up building the same features over and over again for each platform with each combination of features. Hockey App together with Xamarin provides an excellent solution to overcome this complexity and the level of difficulty that it is. With Hockey App and Xamarin together, you can really get one unified mobile DevOps solution that provides a common language and a common tool chain that accelerates the entire development cycle, all the way from idea creation through build and release, through beta and testing, and all the way into production and actually monitoring of your application. The Hockey App product has a number of core features that help to accelerate the mobile DevOps space. The first core feature is beta distribution that basically enables you to provide over-the-air delivery to your testers' devices. And those testers could be members of your development team, they could be an internal or external vendor QA team, or they could be external beta testers that exist out there to try the latest bits as you build them. In addition to that, Hockey App provides a rich management system for managing those testers, controlling access to which binary bits they have. We support all of the major single sign-in options, such as Google, Facebook, Microsoft Account, and Azure Active Directory. In addition to that, there's integration into almost all of the existing common CI build systems that you're likely using. The next most important feature is really crash analytics, which is absolutely essential. The majority of mobile app feedback is really related to crashes, and being able to understand your crashes and take actionable results based upon those crashes is essential for success of mobile development. The Hockey App product provides automatic crash collection for every crash on every platform. It provides a readable, actionable stack trace, which means support for iOS and .NET native symbol location and Android ProGuard mapping. In addition to that, it integrates seamlessly with the existing bug tracking and work item management tools that your team is already using in order to provide a consistent ALM workflow. The final feature is user feedback and behavior, and if you want to be successful in mobile apps, it's essential to understand not just the user's experience, but also their behavior of how they're interacting with your application, and also the feedback that they have about the optimal experience that they wish they were obtaining. Hockey App supports the ability to gain deeper insights by allowing your users to provide direct feedback to your development team, really removing any blockers of that communication, and actually allows the development team to respond directly back to that individual user in-app, which really helps to accelerate the support and the feedback ideation creation process. In addition to that, Hockey App supports the ability to collect user behavior telemetry, which really allows you to understand behavior patterns for how your real-world customers are actually executing. So let's go ahead and take our time to jump over to a demo. We'll show how all of these pieces can fit together and show you some examples of how Xamarin and HockeyApp are a better product together. To start off our demo, we'll start out in Xamarin Studio, where we have a very traditional Xamarin app with iOS, Android, and UWP applications using basically native app development. We'll start by showing the integration of the HockeyApp SDK, which provides the majority of the features for HockeyApp, including crash collection, user feedback, and user telemetry tracking. Integration of the SDK is very easy. It's distributed as a NuGet package, which is very easy to include in each of your applications. Once you've included the NuGet package, all you need to do is write some very simple initialization code. So in the iOS example, we'll go into our app delegate. We'll find our finished launching method call. And if we look down here, we can notice that the integration code is very simple and straightforward. You simply call the HockeyApp manager. You configure it with the HockeyApp app ID. In this case, we're using a common framework to track our app IDs. You start the manager and then start the crash collection by registering both the domain and the task exception handlers. The SDK is highly modularized, and so it's easy to include just the components that you want and pick and choose the HockeyApp features that you feel work best for you. Integration for your Android app is just as easy as it is for iOS. In this case, we navigate to our main activity for our application. We find the onCreate method. In this case, we're initializing through a method call to isolate our code. And here we see the method call. Once again, we're using that common logger infrastructure in order to keep track of our HockeyApp app ID. But once again, integration is very simple. We simply call each of the features that we want to take advantage of, the crash manager, the update manager, and the metrics experience. We initialize the traceWriter and call the code in order to register the crash handlers to do this. With this completed, the HockeyApp SDK is now integrated into both our iOS and our Android app, and all collection of data will happen automatically. Now that we've integrated the SDK, let's go ahead and take a look at how we can integrate HockeyApp into our continuous integration environment. In our case, we're using Visual Studio Team Service to do a cloud-based build of our Xamarin application. Here we can see that we have dedicated templates for each of our Xamarin applications. Here we have a build template for iOS. If we take a look at the build template for iOS, you can see all of the build task steps are pretty straightforward. We use a basic shell script in order to do the NuGet package restore. We do a basic Xamarin iOS build, and then we copy and publish the IPA build artifacts to a local store. This all happens seamlessly. If we move then to the release process for our iOS application, we can see that we have a new release task for deploying directly to HockeyApp. In the steps, all we have to do is provide the connection to the HockeyApp string, the application ID that is being uploaded, and the binary file to both the IPA and the symbol files. It's important to notice that we're uploading the symbol files automatically as well. This basically enables full symbol location for all builds. In this case, we're also using a trigger to do continuous deployment. This results in the fact that any time a Xamarin iOS master build happens, it is automatically triggered to do a deployment directly to HockeyApp. We can also take a look at the Android build process. Once again, it's very straightforward and fully supported by VSTS services. In this build task, we can see that we have a few additional steps. Here we have an obtaining of the Xamarin license to activate on this cloud-hosted build machine, as opposed to the Mac-hosted iOS build. We use the NuGet installer to restore all NuGet packages. We run it through the standard Xamarin Android build. We perform our Android signing and then deactivate that license to free it up so that that cloud host does not hold onto it. And as a final step, we publish those build artifacts as an APK to a drop folder so that they can be picked up. Once again, we use the release management tools available in VSTS to link to HockeyApp. Here we can see we have a direct deployment to HockeyApp. Once again, the step is very simple. You simply mandate the app ID for where you're uploading the app, and then provide the binary file path to the APK. Once again, we're using a trigger so that we have continuous deployment, so that any application build that happens is automatically uploaded directly to HockeyApp. Both of these release management tasks automatically deploy to HockeyApp, and if we take a look at our HockeyApp dashboard, we'll notice that we now have two applications, one for Android, one for iOS, and if we take a look, we'll see a history of versions that have been uploaded over time. Once you click on a specific version, you can go to the private download page and show that with a simple click and a URL, you can download not just the latest version, but any version available. However, the easiest way to download iOS and Android apps onto your tester's device is to use the built-in support for HockeyApp for doing over-the-air delivery to your device. Let's take a look at an iPhone device to see how easy it is to distribute and install a beta via the HockeyApp product. To start off, we'll use the HockeyApp built-in application that allows testers to access all builds that they have available and install them. Here we see the two applications that we have uploaded, both the Android and the iOS version. In this case, because we're on an iPhone, only the iOS version will be installable. By simply clicking on it, we can take a look at not just the most recently released version, but also a history of previous versions. And installation is just a single click to install the application to the physical device. This installation makes it very easy to quickly deliver new applications to all of your testers' devices without the need for an application store or a review process. Here we have a continuous build process that takes only minutes from build to upload to HockeyApp to distribution and notification to all of our testers' devices. And with that, we're completed, showing how easy it is to deploy an application from your source code change through your build system, automatically deployed to HockeyApp, and then distributed directly to your tester's device. Now that we have the application onto our tester's device, it's very easy to do a little bit of exploratory testing. Here we can navigate through the application, and if we actually notice that we tried to change the settings, the application actually has a crash. This is a common scenario for both beta testing and development. It shows that basically application crash. However, luckily, HockeyApp is automatically collecting crash reports. And so when you open up the app again, you'll notice that you're notified that a crash report would like to be sent. You can either choose to send this report or more commonly choose to always send crash reports, in which case you won't be notified again. And this crash report will be directly sent to HockeyApp. Navigating back to the portal to view our overview of our HockeyApp demo, we can see that we actually have three crash reports, one of which was just sent directly from our application. Here we notice that we have actually a combination of application crashes. Some of them appear to be unsymbol located, and we actually have a symbol located crash stack. The unsymbol located crashes help to show what the native experience for crash reporting is from iOS, where you only get native machine code back for a stack trace. This makes debugging incredibly difficult on iOS and is one of the primary advantages of the HockeyApp system. HockeyApp also provides the ability to upload all of your symbol files, which will convert these exact same crashes from unsymbol located machine code into a usable stack trace. Here we have the info from the stack item. Here we can see very quickly that it was a divide by zero exception that occurred. We show off the total number of crashes that have happened. We show the amount that have come from this version, both the first time and the last time that it crashed. And most usefully, we show a fully symbol located stack trace, including not just your own code, but the system code that was done by the iOS report as well. We support this crash information not just for iOS with symbol location, but also for .NET native symbol location and also for Android ProGuard mapping deobfuscation. Once again, obtaining you a usable, actionable stack trace for every crash that happens in pre-production or in your production environment. If we swap back to the application, we can complete the final leg of our DevOps journey here, looking at how you can incorporate user feedback and user telemetry into application decision making. If we take a look at the application, you can see that it has basic experience. We've built into this application support for the shake gesture, in which case a shake will trigger the automatic feedback system provided by HockeyApp. And so here we see the feedback feature come up in HockeyApp, automatically capturing a screenshot of whatever the user was doing. So here we show the ability to edit the screenshot using arrows and on commands. In addition to that, we have the ability to obfuscate in case there is private information that you would prefer not to share with HockeyApp. Once the user is done editing their screenshot, they can then add an additional message to the user to help to explain what is going on in the application. Once they're completed with their message, all they need to do is hit the send button, and that feedback will be sent directly to HockeyApp, directly accessible to the development team. Coming back to the HockeyApp portal, you can see the basic experience for the consumption of that user feedback. Here we navigate once again back to our application, and we can see that there is multiple feedback items from our users. Here, if we take a look at this feedback item, we can see that a user reported a message that there seems to be an error tracking this trip. It reported a certain value, but had a path error. Once again, those screenshots are very easily consumable by the dev, where it's simply a click away in order to obtain the screenshot. In addition to that, the developer can respond directly back to the user. The most common case for this would be to request more information or to respond to a user to let them know that a fix has been applied. Once again, this feedback system can also be linked into your work item tracking to enable a continuous, consistent development workflow. Finally, we would like to show that out of the box, the HockeyApp SDK also collects basic usage telemetry metrics. In this case, we can show that we collect users and session telemetry, showing you daily active users and monthly active users, both new and returning users. In this case, as this application is still under development, we can see that it has very small usage, just primarily by the development team, only very recently doing 4 users and 33 sessions. This concludes our whirlwind tour of HockeyApp and Xamarin together. Once again, I hope that this showed that HockeyApp and Xamarin can together provide an integrated cross-platform solution for all of your mobile DevOps needs. Thank you very much for your time.